Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. You will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and men. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin. But I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you inside. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for the day is its own evil. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In the last few weeks, we've been going through the different themes of social justice in the Sermon on the Mount. In today's gospel, Jesus Christ continues his teaching. And today he teaches us to trust in God, only in God. In last week's gospel, Jesus Christ spoke about the Christian call to non-violence. Christians are called to love their enemies, to be non-violent. And last week I said Jesus Christ showed us how to be non-violent. When he went through his whole life, and even when James and John wanted to respond with violence to the people of Samaria, Jesus Christ rebuked them. During his arrest, Jesus Christ refused to be violent. He submitted himself to those who arrested him. The Christian call is that of non-violence, is that of building a civilization of love in the world. The Christians have a special responsibility to work for peace in the world. Last week I also said that in the first 300 years of Christianity, the Christian attitude was that of non-violence. Christians were not even allowed to serve in the Roman army. It was after the conversion of Constantine that Christians started serving in the army. And after Constantine's conversion, in fact, you had to be a Christian in order to serve in the army. And also last week I spoke about the just war theory. And I said rather than looking for a theory to justify wars and violence to the war, we should think about just peace. How can we build peace in the war? Also last week I said that Christians defeated the Roman Empire, not through violence, but they defeated the empire through love. That it is only love that will conquer violence. Violence does not conquer violence. Violence only begets violence. How did the Christians conquer the Roman Empire with love? That's what Jesus Christ is calling us in this gospel to do. The Christians were able to share their material possessions, whatever they had, they shared with others. Their whole life was an act of love. During the Great Plagues, when the pagans abandoned their people, the Christians were there to care for them, to provide. provide food and nutrition. Christians took care of one another. And that's why Jesus Christ in this gospel calls us, rather than us worrying about our future, we should rather care for each other. We should rather trust that He will care for our future. You cannot serve both God and mammon. That is the theme of today's gospel. The answer to this question might seem very easy for us as Christians. We might say, well, if there's a choice between God and mammon, if there's a choice between God and material wealth and possessions, the choice is obviously God. That is easier said than done. In our lives, how do we make that choice every day as we live? Do we make a choice for God, or do we make a choice for material possessions? The word, the Greek word that is translated as serve, actually means to be a slave. You cannot be a slave of wealth and a slave of God. You have to choose one. The understanding of slavery at this time was a slave was like a thing, a slave belonged fully to the master. The master had full control of the slave. The slave could not do anything without the master's permission. So when you choose wealth, and wealth is what drives your life, it is almost impossible for you to be a slave for God as well. When you choose to be a slave for God, it means you cannot do anything without checking with God. It means you hand over your life fully to God and have God use you as He wants. To be a slave for God is to live according to the will of God. That you don't make decisions for yourself. You let God inspire you, let God tell you what to do. So that every day of your life you live according to God's will for you. You cannot serve both God and man. One of the first things we need to understand as Christian people is that everything that exists in this world, everything that is in this world belongs to the Lord. It doesn't belong to us. If everything belongs to the Lord, then we can be rest assured that He will take care of us. That when we have whatever needs that we have, He will provide for us. So that we don't keep us storing and storing and storing material possessions and things while there are people who are suffering. Psalm 24 verse 1 tells us that the earth is of the Lord, the earth belongs to the Lord, and all that is in the world and all those who live in the world belong to the Lord. Whatever we think that we have, we are only stewards of that. We are not the owners. God has only entrusted it to us as stewards. And He calls us to be responsible stewards. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verse 16 to 21, there's a story of a rich fool who wasn't a good steward of what God had entrusted to him. He said to himself, now that I've had this bountiful harvest, I can build bigger barns and store everything and relax and enjoy myself into the future. He didn't think about his poor neighbors. He didn't think about those whom God wanted him to minister that wealth to. And God said, you fool, today I am going to take away your soul. We are stewards of all of our riches. So the gospel tells us that if we do not share our riches with those who are poor, if we do not share our extras with those who are in need, we are actually stealing from them because we are taking what belongs to them. God has blessed this world with so much. No one should be hungry in this world. No one should lack in this world. But sometimes we are a little bit selfish. Being a steward is selfish with what God has entrusted us. He didn't entrust it to us to keep it for ourselves, but God has given it to us to share with other people. When we refuse to share the extras we have with other people, we are depriving them blood belongs to them. And usually the reason why we accumulate so much things is because we do not trust in God. We don't trust that God will care for our future. We don't trust that when we have that need, 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, God is going to care for us. But Jesus in today's gospel calls us to say we need to trust in Him. We need to trust that the Father will provide for us. Again and again, when you go through the stories in the Bible from the Old Testament to the New Testament, you see the stories of how God cared for the needs of His people, how God never abandoned His people. During the years of the wilderness, He provided manna for them. The widow of Zarephath, He provided for her. The 5,000 and the 4,000 of the hungry, Jesus Christ cared for them. Jesus always provides for us. In the gospel of today, He says to us, He says, look at the rest of the sky. They do not accumulate any food or store anything in barns and all that, but the Heavenly Father provides for them. They never go hungry. Look at the lilies. Even though their lifespan is very short, the Heavenly Father clothes them in these beautiful colors. How much more all of us who are God's beloved, all of us who have been ransomed by Christ, all of us who are engraved in the palms of God's hands. God will never forget us. The promise of today's gospel is that God will never forget us in our need. In our time of need, God will always be there to provide for us. The important thing is to trust in Him. If we trust in Him, He will provide for us. To make a choice between to take God over wealth is to say, God, I trust in You. I trust that You will be there to provide for me in the time of my need. For a challenge this week, I'm going to ask you to look at the column this week on the bulletin on doubting powers. There are some questions at the end of that column. Some of the questions are, what is the cost of salvation starts? How much does a ticket to heaven cost? What is the exchange rate in heaven? Look at the questions. There are about 4 questions at the end of the column for this week. Look at those questions. Spend some time this week thinking about them and see what choice you will make.